The Democratic Alliance has noted with disappointment the announcement that the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, due to be rolled out this month, efficacy has dropped to 22% against the 501 V2 variant. Obviously, this is deeply concerning because South Africa has been eagerly waiting for the rollout of the vaccine, of an effective vaccine to all our healthcare and frontline workers. However, it's important to state that we understand that this is a volatile and forever changing scientific environment. There's emerging new information all the time, and the emergence of the new variant further complicated the response by the South African government and means that we ought to be agile and thorough in our approach and strategy. That's why it is inexcusable that when we negotiated for the AstraZeneca vaccine from the Serum Indian Institute, we did not do our due diligence of finding out about the shelf life of this vaccine, particularly considering that we already knew that we had a new variant in South Africa which could change the efficacy, or we could experience delays in the rollout of this vaccine. However, we note also that there are initial clinical findings that show that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has a 57% efficacy rate against the 501 V2 variant, and thus it could be an option for South Africa. We also note that Dr. Mkhize has committed that the J&J vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine will be brought on board as soon as possible. Now we must make sure that the following happens. We need to ensure that the vaccines which have a high efficacy rate against the 501 V2 variant go through the necessary approvals by SAHPRA. We need to make sure that the efficacy of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine that is already here is essentially ascertained, so that we don't waste it if it can still be effective against preventing severe illness, hospitalization and death. And we need to make sure that we are looking at various clinical trials in the South African environment, so that we can ensure that there's development of vaccines, that we're not just reliant on one type of vaccine, but a number of them, so that we can make sure that we've got one that is most effective. We know that there are no easy answers to this crisis, and that is why we've long held that government must have a codified plan for the acquisition, costing, and the rollout of this vaccine process. This allows the broader public to have input, to be able to ask the relevant questions, so that we can all get to a point where we get South Africans vaccinated, so that we can get to some kind of normality back to South Africa.